This is the love story of Dick and Jeannie.
Warm like a zephyr on the summer air.
I dream of Jeannie with light brown hair.
I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Jeannie, and I came to New York from a small town all set to get a job in radio. You see, I have a voice, but when I reached New York, I learned that voices were a dime a dozen. And so I settled for a job in that big building where radio shows are built. But right now, here's somebody you should listen to.
It's my turn. Well, my name's Dick, and I came to New York to get a singing job in radio, but after a while I decided that I liked to eat, so I'm an elevator operator. Well, I get close to the radio stars anyhow. They ride up and down in my car, and when I'm off duty, I can walk along a corridor between the studios where the shows are being made. That's what I'm doing right now. I wonder who's singing. Must be one of the famous stars. I'm going to open the door of that studio and peek in. Oh, it's only a girl in a guide's uniform. But she sure has what it takes. I know that song myself. Guess I'll chime in.
Will I recognize a light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal?
Or will I pass him by and never even know that
he is my ideal?
Well, I thought I was singing in an empty studio. And then, all at once...
It was a duet. My name's Dick.
I'm Jeannie. I came to New York to break into radio, but I didn't have any luck.
Well, my story's a carbon copy of yours. I didn't have any luck either, until now. You know what, Jeannie? I think we should sing together whenever we're free.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Let's meet...
Tomorrow? Same time, same place? Let's meet every tomorrow, Jeannie.
I'm all alone now. Dick's gone back to his elevator, but do you want to know a secret? Dick is my ideal.
Here I am, back in my elevator, looking forward to tomorrow, thinking of a girl who's my ideal.